This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. The Islamic State group once controlled nearly one-third of Iraq and Syria, but on Saturday that all came to an end when U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces, said that Islamic State was defeated in its final shred of territory. AP's Ben Thomas has details.
Here we managed to destroy the so-called Islamic Caliphate of ISIS.
That's the commander of the Syrian Democratic Forces through an interpreter at a ceremony in Baghouz marking the Islamic State group's defeat. But in Beirut, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo told reporters,
"We still have work to do to make sure that radical Islamic terrorism doesn't continue to grow."
Linda Robinson at the RAND Corporation says the U.S. will have a role ahead.
Intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance support, and some type of supplies and arms. And this is a model for letting the local actors do the fighting and the securing, but supporting them.
I'm Ben Thomas.
At least 1,300 passengers and crew are being evacuated off of a cruise ship after it lost power and sent out a Mayday call on Saturday. AP's Julie Walker reports.
Rescue workers in helicopters had to launch a high-risk evacuation of the Viking Ocean cruise ship's passengers and crew, hoisting them up one by one to the helicopter as heavy winds and high waves tossed the ship from side to side off Norway's western coast. Meanwhile, people on the ship still waiting to be evacuated posted video showing chairs and other furniture being tossed around and part of the ceiling collapsing on people. Authorities say the Viking Sky cruise ship sent out a Mayday after running into engine trouble. I'm Julie Walker.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. As many as 1 million people marched through London on Saturday to demand a second referendum on Britain's departure from the European Union. As AP's Karen Chamas reports, the march snaked its way to the gates of Parliament, where the fate of Brexit hangs in the balance.
The sound of beating drums echoed through the streets of London as the People's Vote march converged on UK Parliament, where the fate of Brexit will be decided in the coming weeks. The march, which some estimated to be 1 million strong, comes a day after British Prime Minister Theresa May wrote to lawmakers saying she would only bring her EU divorce plan back to Parliament if there seems to be enough backing for it to pass. London's Mayor Sadiq Khan rallied the crowds as he suggested Britain cancels Brexit altogether.
It's time to withdraw Article 50.
Just earlier in the week, EU leaders in Brussels set two deadlines for Britain to leave the bloc or to take an entirely new path in considering its EU future. Karen Chamas, London.
Thousands of police fanned out across Paris and other French cities Saturday for the 19th consecutive week of yellow vest protests, even as the government faced intense pressure to avoid a repeat of the rioting and looting that marred last week's rally. Authorities banned demonstrations in a large area in the western part of the city, including the Champs-Élysées, the scene of last Saturday's rampage by hundreds of black-clad agitators. The demonstrations were largely peaceful, although police did fire tear gas at some demonstrators and some protesters set garbage bins on fire. Protest bans were also in effect in the centers of Toulouse, Bordeaux, Dijon, Rennes, and the southern city of Nice, where China's president Xi Jinping is set to meet French President Emmanuel Macron. At least 10 people were killed and 10 others wounded when militants stormed Somali government offices in Mogadishu on Saturday. Eyewitnesses say that the attack began with a suicide bombing at the front gate of a compound that houses the Ministry of Labor and the Ministry of General Works and Reconstruction. Attackers then stormed the buildings and engaged in a gunfight with government security forces. Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for the attack. Separately, at least three other bombings were reported in Mogadishu. Two of the blasts targeted a security checkpoint where four government soldiers were killed and 10 civilians wounded. And local officials say as many as 134 Fulani people, including women and children, were killed in a raid by gunmen dressed as traditional Dunzo hunters in two villages in Mali on Saturday. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.